Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Everybody's a comedian, right? Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Bob Dylan Schneider. DylanSchneiderGroup.com is the website. Bob's new book is called Decisions. You can find all of his other books wherever books are sold, especially on Amazon. Practical advice from 23 men and women who shaped the world. Bob, of all the people you interviewed, you didn't interview Hannibal, but that you reported on, Picasso, Elie Wiesel, a great hero, Joan of Arc, Howard Johnson, Henry Ford, Muhammad Ali, Abraham Lincoln, etc. Of all those people, who do you think would have a message of reconciliation, a message of wisdom right now that would cut across all the junk that's going on right now? Who do you think would be the best voice for right now, for a voice of reason?
Right. It's a great question. I think I would pick Giannini, the guy who founded the Bank of America, because Giannini said, stick to your guns, do the right thing, and even if it's in the face of problems, people pushing back at you, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy to figure out what the right thing is. Not hard.
Well, and wouldn't that be a standard we could use? Okay, let's tear down this statue. Well, let's wait a minute. Okay, is this the right thing to do? Is this
right,
the best?
Great.
I mean, okay, let's do something that would hurt other people. Well, wait a minute. Is that the right thing to do? You know, whatever it might be, ask yourself that question. That one of my mentors once told me something very similar, and he said, check your position. I was probably young and impetuous, and he said, Jim, look around you, check your position. That was similar to what you just said.
The president last night or a couple of days ago made a terrific speech.
He called on at Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
That's it. Called on very negatively and by the extreme left. But he made a great speech. If people look at the polls, they'll see national polls that show Joe Biden leading Donald Trump.
Right.
But if they look at the 10 swing states, where the election is going to be decided, it's neck and neck right now.
Do you think there's a silent majority in America that's just sitting there? They don't talk to pollsters. They won't talk to pollsters. They're taking all this in. They're trying to work their lives. They're trying to live their lives. They're people of all backgrounds. I mean all backgrounds. Do you think there's a teeming group of people like that in America in the electorate?
I think there is, Jim. I think two things. One is, they're all shaking their heads saying, how could this happen in my country? The second thing is they're boiling over saying, enough. We got to stop this. We got to put the country back into place.
Well, one of the things that bothers me, and we brought this up before, but it's seemingly the same group of people and who are mad at, you know, things that are not equitable, maybe some of them are. The same group tear down a statue of Frederick Douglass, and babies are killed by murder by people just shooting guns in cities. I mean, after a while, your message gets diluted, doesn't it? When things like that happen,
not only diluted, and you wonder why people are doing this. It's very strange. I think, you know, I go back to 1972, probably before most of your listeners were born.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a thing called the Days of Rage. Mm-hmm. In 1972, there were three bombings a day in the
mm-hmm.
United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's extraordinary.
Yep.
Those days are over now, but actually, they're back in a different way.
We don't have those bombings, but that is a good perspective to remember, that, you know, it's not like we haven't been through this kind of thing before and we wind up on the other side. Bob, we asked our audience this week, what do you think about the future of America? We said, you know, America is still great. I'm worried about America. And, you know, best days are behind us, and I think we can fix it. Where would you say, if you were answering that poll, what would you say about America?
I would say our best days are ahead. I'd say we have a fantastic base on which to build. I would say look around the rest of the world. We're way ahead of the game. We have to figure out how to take the next step.
And there's still more people wanting to come here than get out of here, right? That's one
absolutely
indicator. Yeah. Hey, Bob,
if somebody steals our stuff, we should stop them.
That's exactly right. Or tear down things. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Thank you for everything you do. We appreciate it. Bob Dillerstein, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.